Just in time for Halloween thrills and chills, Dreadworks Haunted House has opened in Surrey. The interactive haunted house experience debuted on the Cloverdale Fairgrounds September 21 with a VIP media night. More than 600 attended Dreadworks for the attraction's first run. Horror fans were treated to a half run, as the first time through the attraction ran at about 20 minutes. Once it opens to the general public September 27, visitors will get the full 40-minute experience. Dreadworks Haunted House is a joint undertaking between Alexander J. Baxter and the Yonkman family, co-founders of Somnara Studios. Baxter hosted the media night and talked to the hundreds in attendance from the Bill Reid Millennium Amphitheater. The stage had a coffin on it and Baxter strolled around dressed as a ghoulish host. Baxter noted it was their inaugural night in their inaugural year and things had gone as good as could be expected for both cast and crew. "This is our stress test," Baxter told the Cloverdale reporter, after his time on stage. "This is just a tease of what we're going to offer." He said media night was not meant to offer their full-on haunt experience. "It's our way to get some feedback and to incorporate that and make some adjustments before we open to the general public." Baxter, a producer, writer, actor, and director, is the founder of Constellate Films, a Vancouver-based production company. Baxter's credits include The Man in the High Castle, DC Legends of Tomorrow, and Jikarog. He said they are reusing some iconic props from shows that were filmed in the Fraser Valley. He noted they have elements from True Blood, A Series of Unfortunate Events, and other productions. In total, the Dreadworks set is about 10,000 square feet. The rooms in the attraction have many layers to them and many characters to interact with. "We focus on the immersive," Baxter explained. "We call it the Disney experience. Something that is as cohesive on the front as it is inside." He said they've built a 360-degree environment that envelops a visitor's senses and focus. "You go from rooms that are 8 feet tall, to 12 feet tall, to 15 feet tall," he said. "You go from a cave to a factory and suddenly you're immersed in Greek mythology with an 11-foot-tall minotaur that's chasing you. The rooms are filled with ghoulish creatures that cajole and chase and frighten visitors. In one room, a dead body with sprawling intestines comes to life, moving slowly to one side of the room, creating a panic-driven search for an exit." Baxter said hearing screams and seeing smiles is very satisfying. "To me, that's a job well done." He added it was a relief to see the Dreadworks experience come together after a 7-month-plus build-up to opening night. "It's been a long journey, but it's worth it," he said. Baxter tipped his cap to the whole crew behind Dreadworks, calling the final product the result of a team effort. Mandeep here said he enjoyed going through the attraction. He said it offered both scares and smiles and he had a good time. Here chose the highest scare level available, the green level, and was scared a couple times. "There was a point where someone grabbed my leg," he said. "I jumped." Heer said he would definitely recommend it to people. "It's a good date night." Outside the attraction, there is a food truck area with late-night eats available. Dreadworks Haunted House blends visual effects, sound, tactile artifacts, and scents. Parts of the adventure are inside, while some parts are outside, so organizers are urging event-goers to dress for the weather. There are several ticket options. Value Night, $60, General Night, $65, Deluxe Night, $70, and Premium Night, $75. There are also timed entries, so waiting in line should be minimal. Somnara also offers haunted house goers 3 different scare experience levels. A green, yellow, or red scare band will tell haunters how to interact with ticket holders. A red scare band will give guests a reduced scare experience. Yellow consists of sight and sound scaring only. And green is the full Monty scare, which includes being touched, led, and possibly separated from others. Somnara Studios will host Dreadworks Haunted House from September 27 until November 3. For more info, visit dreadworks.ca. For tickets, visit tixer.com. The Bill Reid Millennium Amphitheater is located at 17,728 64th Avenue on the Cloverdale Fairgrounds.